What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome on into the second half of Sports Talk, folks. It is Tuesday, August the 19th, and the Cajun Cannon's birthday. Happy birthday to Bobby Hebert. And man, the Saints treated you pretty good today. Not only did you, was it your birthday, but you had an NFL alumni hanging out with all the other former Saints in the VIP kind of viewing area.
Yeah, they were indoors. It was awesome. I guess in the penthouse or the old facility. You could have that because that would be like the outhouse. So a great vantage point. You know, Deuce and I was hanging up there. We had a lot of, alumni, and we get together before training camp. You know, we go to the Cajun Cannon restaurant and, you know, hang out. We always have like 12 to 15 guys. Well, these guys showed up also. There's about 25 players, older players like, you know, Buford Jordan, Steve Kort, Jim Dombrowski, Brad Edelman, Chuck Kaminsky. You know, I can go on and on. Pat Swilling. I see Pat looks like he still could play. You know, when you look at it, and our modern version, who's our version? I'm going to see if you get it. Who would be our, because the 3-4, like, you know, Coach Sidwell and Vic Fangio, and with Coach Staley, we're running a 3-4. Who is the Chase Young? And you might guess Ricky Jackson, but I look at more the guy opposite of Ricky.
More Super Swilling.
Pat Swilling. Now, Pat Swilling looks like he still could play, but I don't think he's yoked as Chase Young. Chase Young looks like Tarzan.
Unbelievable, right?
Hopefully he don't play like
physical
Jane.
Physical specimen.
Hopefully he don't play like Jane, and I don't think he will. I think Chase Young is going to have a special season. What I mean by that, double-digit sacks.
Ooh-wee.
You know, we want Brian Brzee to do what he did last year. He led the team with 7.5 sacks. But we need Carl Granderson. I don't know, be hovering around 9 or 10. Chase Young, I'm not saying you got to be like Trey Henderson and have 17.5. I don't know. How about a dozen? How about you give us a dozen sacks? But looking at the practice today.
Well, let's Bobby's notebook here, brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and they're just getting started. What do you know? 65 years, you and Rouse's, Bobby.
Yeah, a lot of history, a lot of Bayou history there, a lot of Gulf Coast, Gulf South history, all around. Yeah, we
so
home.
Happy birthday to Rouse's, too.
Yeah, we homegrown. Ain't nothing better than homegrown because it's all one big family.
So you got like top secret practice notes today.
Top secret and great vantage point. I'll tell you, the offense kicked ass.
Man, like that. It was about time.
This was like I wrote in my notes. Yeah, offense definitely won the day. And you know who was on fire? Spencer Rattler.
Ooh-wee.
I don't know. He ran with the ones today, and for every one play Shuck made, Spencer Rattler made three. And he was burning the defense. Spencer Rattler looked like with a lot of confidence in practice, almost like building upon what he did on the last drive to tie the game.
Nice.
Because wasn't that drive impressive? When you look at Spencer Rattler and what he did. Now, I mean, it wasn't to win the game, but when you look on that last drive and the passes that he was able to complete, I mean, all of a sudden, we didn't find the end zone until 21 seconds. So it's do or die. Remaining in the game, Rattler capped off an 82-yard drive with a 20-yard pass to Dante Pettis. That was just the Saints, you know, second touchdown in the two preseason games. But look at the plays. Did he make a play with his feet to score a two-point play?
Right. I'm going to take this in.
So, and then you know what happened? I don't know. Chris Olave looks like the more possession receiver, slants and all. I mean, you know, like who's wide receiver one? Everybody says 1, 2, 3, you know. They don't say first string, second string no more. They go like, oh, QB1, QB2 and all. I'm telling you, Chris Olave, you think, might be wide receiver one, and he has that ability. You remember I always tell you Chris Olave can make everybody's team, but he'd be like number two.
Right.
Now, I don't know if there's 32 receivers better than him, but if he was with the Rams, he might be number three. Because with the Puka and then Devontae Adams,
right?
Yeah. So it just depends where you're at. But I'm telling you, Rashid Shaheed might pass him up. Rashid Shaheed was like a shot out of a cannon, and they were setting the tone. I was like, oh.
He's been a stud all camp, Bobby.
No, and I'm thinking that's not. Now, he did have one drop. He had a Chris Olave-type drop, though.
Okay.
And, boy, you got to catch. You got to always catch that if hit your hands. But anyway, lack of concentration, whatever it might be. But looking at Rashid, I mean, from the get-go, I mean, he said, well, not good for the defense, but, you know, the offense, we got to throw him a bone. Plus 20. And then plus down the middle, and then a plus 60-yard bomb. It's like, whoa, coming out the gate smoking. All of a sudden, Alvin Kamara, you know, we couldn't run the ball in the middle. I'm watching the Rams practice. Well, we can't run up the middle. You know, we're getting stuffed. Well, right at the beginning, Alvin Kamara, if they block for him, yes, he can run and run very well. Great burst. I don't know. He'd have been plus 20, maybe taking it to the house. And Alvin Kamara looks 20 instead of 30, whatever. He looked young. So that was really, really encouraging right then. Rattler even hit Cedric Wilson Jr. on an out route. He was very accurate today. Plus 15.
He's feeling himself now.
Yeah. You just look at, and then the defense, how, like Cedric Wilson Jr. also, this wasn't good. The coaches get mad at this. There's a busted coverage, and they're like, oh, well. And then a big play, Rattler hit Cedric, plus 30. So, gash. I mean, like, oh, we look like Drew Brees days or something.
Oh.
You ain't going all explosive. It was that good. And then Shuck came in, and he did a couple of plays, but again, it was nowhere near Spencer Rattler. And Spencer, I think, based on what I saw today, it looks like Spencer. Now, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow at practice because it's going to be a padded practice.
And we'll be in the dome.
Yeah, if Shuck will go with the ones. But, you know, a lot of teams now are naming their number one, like Flacco with the Browns. And who's the other team?
The Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, they named the Jones.
Jones.
So, I don't know.
We're the only one left waiting to name a starter.
Yeah, so.
Just like we were the last ones waiting to name a head coach. That's all right.
I think Spencer Rattler separated himself today.
Okay.
I mean, I just think he was playing. He looked very confident. He was spinning the ball. He looked making quick, rational decisions. And then, you know, everybody brags about Shuck's arm. Well, throw it. He had Brandon Cooks was flying, and he underthrew on the bomb. I mean, it had been another 60-yard touchdown, but he didn't reach him. And I thought, you know, he's
so do you feel like Shuck's still kind of hesitant to let it rip?
I don't know if he waited too long and didn't have the anticipation to get that ball out there to Brandon Cooks, but he underthrew him. And so, therefore, like Greg Williams used to say, when it's incomplete, are you catch a long ball out of bounds? Like, long foul ball, it doesn't count. Yeah, woulda, coulda, shoulda had a touchdown, but you got to get it out there. So, but he did, Shuck did hit Olave a few times, slant routes. It looked like it would have been a, you know, we're trying to protect Chris Olave from concussions. Who? A couple of times he had like kill shots. You would have known right quick. He caught the ball now,
yeah.
But he got tattooed. By
you don't
the defense.
Like that, right?
No, so that you hopefully, you know, he could take a hit or get up, but you never know. And Olave, whether he runs so disciplined routes, whether it's an out route, a slant, he's so precise with that. And then Shuck had another play. I don't know when it's a swing route. And it's like he's like way off. Like, I don't know if his feet weren't set it the way he threw it, kind of herky jerky, whatever. And it's just like, whoa. Like, wasn't even like, well, I know it was a low pass. If he would have, the running back could have went down and caught it. No, it wasn't even like near him. So I was like, whoa, that's, you got to hit that 100%. You can't be like, oh, I hit that 9 out of 10. No, so. That wasn't good there. And then Rattler hit it. Rattler was again on fire. Then he hit Rashid, very similar to Chris Olave in the game against the Jaguars. Hit him on an out route, but then he dropped it. So all Rattler could do is throw it.
Yeah.
Can't throw and catch it.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So, again, Spencer Rattler was on fire. Now, one good outstanding play was by the defense, because this counts as like a pass defender, whatever. And Cam Jordan was good at this. Brian Brzee was good at this. Batted pass. You know, you get that big paw up, you're not going to get the sack. Batted pass by Christian Boyd.
All right.
And, you know, when I bring up Christian Boyd from Northern Iowa, you know, think about this. We have two Northern Iowa players on the team. Christian Boyd and Trevor Penning. You never might guess Trevor Penning, but that's why Christian Boyd, directional school, Northern Iowa. But we remember him, how you catch the attention. Remember that impression the first preseason game when we thought it was a safety? He sacked, you remember, Taylor Heineke for a near safety, but they didn't give it to him. But that'll be interesting. I think we're going to have somebody still, even though Colin Saunders got traded to the Jaguars.
Right.
We might have one or two linemen that could get cut from our team, or whether you put in practice and make other NFL teams. And I look at Christian Boyd, where he's at, because somebody has to back up Godshall.
Right.
Who's going to be, and Colin Saunders, he never looked like that space eater to me, and not enough. But I think it's between Christian Boyd and John Ridgeway. John Ridgeway, highly colorful.
And he's dealing with an injury right now.
Yes. And if you look at what they think of Ridgeway, he's a big, stout human being, if you look at him. But the Saints, you remember last year, were willing to trade a draft pick for him last year when we got him from the Washington Commanders. So I don't know where I don't know enough about that. Who, let's say you only can keep one of them. I don't know. That's a tough decision right there. Like you said, John Ridgeway being injured between Christian Boyd and John Ridgeway. Now, again, that batted pass, so that was a good thing. Now, the only thing where the defense kind of bounced back, and we got to do this better, and we get spoiled with Drew Brees. It seems like 2 minute offense or defense, or offense never wins. You know, but we won against the Jaguars. And that was basically a 2 minute situation.
Mm-hmm.
But like today, to start off with Rattler, it was miscommunication. He was throwing an out route, and the receiver's kind of running a corner. So I don't know, it was supposed to be like a back shoulder throw, but it was miscommunication. That was the first time, so not successful in 2 minute. But Tyler Shuck wasn't successful in 2 minute anyway. But where Shuck was successful, now here's a player we just signed. And all I know is he just came the first time. I go, who's 89? I don't even know who that is. Roderick Daniels.
Right.
Okay, number 89. We said, Bobby, who's Roderick Daniels? We just got him. Had participated with the Saints on a tryout basis earlier this summer. He's a former SMU receiver. He recorded 18 touchdowns in his college career, 12 as a receiver. Well, how did he score the other six? Well, I'm going to tell you. 4 as a runner and 2 as a punt returner.
Lots of versatility there.
Punt returner. Don't be surprised if they tell Roderick Daniels against the Broncos, against Coach Rizzi's punt coverage, okay, go punt return. Go run back a punt. See what you can gain like you did at SMU. And he just got here. He had, I wrote right there, a couple of catches. He had a nice catch for plus 20 yards from Shuck.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.